Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. On today's program, Shauna Rolston, a little Prokofiev, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with music by Antonio Lucio Vivaldi, an Italian composer, virtuoso violinist, an impresario of Baroque music, and also, get this, a Roman Catholic priest. Now, many of us know him for the Four Seasons, but he composed many instrumental concertos, as well as sacred choral works and more than 50 operas. He was the son of a barber, also studied for the priesthood, and was ordained back in 1703. All this as well as being a remarkable violinist, and at the same time composing an incredible legacy. Now, this next selection comes from his set of flute concertos, Opus 10. They were published back in 1728, and this is a great performance. Here is Jiří Velek, joined by the Cappella Istropolitana and the flute concerto La Tempesta de la Mer. Thank you. Brightly way to begin the program. Jiří Valek with Capella Istropolitana, and that was the flute concerto La Tempesta di Mare, music by Vivaldi. This next composer dubbed his symphony quote-unquote classical for the following three reasons. Because it was a simple piece, just for fun to tease the geese. Okay, to be honest, I don't understand that one. And thirdly, in hopes that it would become a repertory staple. Well, it seems to have passed on all three criteria. It was premiered back in April of 1918. I'm speaking of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. It did go on to become one of the most frequently played symphonies of the 20th century. And this is a great performance by the Montreal Chamber Players with Francisco de Galvez directing.
Thank you. Thank you.
What an ending. Those were the members of the Montreal Chamber Players and Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist, I'm happy to say, is a Canadian cellist. I'm speaking of Shauna Rolston. She was a child prodigy and attended the Geneva Conservatory when she was 14 years old in Switzerland. And at 16, she played New York's Town Hall with her mother on the piano. She also got an undergrad and graduate degree at Yale and went on to perform around the world. And back in 1994, she joined the music faculty of the University of Toronto, where she is a professor and head of the string department. She's also a regular visitor at the programs for the Banff School of Fine Arts. Hearts. And this selection comes from an earlier recording of hers called Dreamscape. It's a beautiful piece, the Hungarian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Shana Ralston, and an amazing, exciting performance of Hungarian Rhapsody. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to some music by Patricia Noël Casse. She is a French singer, and her music is a little bit of a mix of pop, a little cabaret, some jazz, and some chanson. Since her debut album back in 1988, called Mademoiselle Chante, she has won 6 music awards, has sold over 20 million records worldwide, and now, after a 7-year absence, made a very unexpected and striking return to the media scene. She joined the jury of the very famous singing show The Voice for the 2025 season in France. This is a selection from an earlier album of hers called Tour de Cham. We're going to hear Il me dit que je suis belle. Here's Patricia Casse.
L'amour devant la mer, l'amour devant la mer.
A few selections from Patricia Cass's album, Tour de Charme. And you are listening to Classical Chaos. We just jazzed it up a little bit here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, regular listeners might know, I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by Joseph Fiala. Now, he was a composer, oboist, viola da gamba virtuoso, also a cellist, and many more. He was born in Bohemia and began his professional career as an oboist in the service of Countess Netralitka. He did move to Munich and worked in the orchestra under the Elector Maximilian Joseph, and in that year, actually, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was greatly impressed by him and helped him secure a position after the death of the Elector. He did move to Vienna and St. Petersburg, and when he was there, he worked in the court of Catherine the Great. So he played for a lot of greats, and obviously he was quite the great. Today we're going to hear the opening allegro. This is from his Oboe Concerto in B-flat major. Here is Ingo Goritzky and the Polish Philharmonic.
Thank you.
some super gymnastics of the oboe there. That was Ingo Goretzky, joined by the Polish Chamber Philharmonic, and the opening allegro from Fiala's. Sorry, I got so stunned by the triple tonguing, the double tonguing, and the high notes there. I almost forgot what they were playing. But that was the oboe concerto in B flat major in the opening movement. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Moving on to Maxim Vengerov, a Soviet-born Israeli violinist and violist, also a conductor. He has been called one of the greatest violinists in the world. He was born in Novosibirsk, the only child of Alexander and Larissa. One was an oboist, and the other an orphanage children's choir director. He began his musical journey very early, singing with his mother's choir at the age of 3, and he later started taking violin lessons at the age of 5. This comes from a very early disc of his called Portrait, music by Paganini, from his violin concerto in D major.
Thank you.
What a great way to close a program. Music by Paganini from his violin concerto in D major, and a wicked performance by Maxim Vengerov. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. But I will leave you with a phenomenal Canadian artist. She will be officially inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame on Saturday, June 14th, 2025, in Toronto at the Convention Center. I'm speaking of Miss Leona Boyd. Enjoy. Thank you.